We will learn Be'ezrat Hashem the laws of Tisha B'Av in the 3 weeks. There are big differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in the laws of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, the week of Tisha B'Av. Namely, the one major difference is that we Ashkenazim, we take on certain laws of mourning from Rosh Chodesh and certain laws of mourning all 3 weeks from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till the 9th of Av. And the Sfaradim take on the laws of mourning primarily, part of it from Rosh Chodesh, but most of it from the week of Tisha B'Av, meaning the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, that's the week where they take on all the stringencies which we Ashkenazim take on from Rosh Chodesh. So we're far more stringent, Ashkenazim, on this point than the Sfaradim. So let's begin first with understanding. On Shabbos, we are going to have Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, where the Mishnah in Tractate Tanis tells us that five things happened. Moshe broke the Luchos, meaning the Jews had sinned with the golden calf. Moshe came down and broke the Luchos, the two tablets. Number two, in the period of the Second Temple, they had to stop bringing the Tamid sacrifice, which was a constant from the time Moshe erected the Mishkan until that point. Every day we brought two sacrifices, one in the morning, one in the evening, until that day, 17th of Tammuz.
First temple?
Yes, first temple. Secondly, in the second temple period, they were able to breach the walls of Jerusalem on the 17th of Tammuz. There was a wicked king called Apustimus. He burnt a Sefer Torah. And finally, they erected an idol in the Holy of Holies. So all these things happened on the 17th of Tammuz. We fast on the 17th of Tammuz as part. This is like the beginning of the period in which we mourn the destruction of the temple. Now, we will still discuss the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Both temples were destroyed. It was decreed that the Jews wouldn't enter the land of Israel. The city of Beitar was conquered. And Turnus Rufus plowed the Heichal. We fast on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and the 9th of Av. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz isn't as stringent as the 9th of Av. We have many leniencies. On the 9th of Av, we fast from nightfall. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we only fast from the morning, from 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise. On the 9th of Av, we don't wash. We don't wear shoes. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we do. On the 9th of Av, we separate our beds. We don't touch our wives. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we do. All of that's permitted. The only thing that's prohibited is eating and drinking on the 17th of Tammuz. We add in prayer, Sfaradim add in the morning, Ashkenazim only in the afternoon at Mincha. We add the prayer of Aneinu on every fast day. And we read a special Haftarah, a special Torah reading of fast days and a special Haftarah. And on Tisha B'Av, we add another prayer in Mincha, which is Nachem, in the prayer about Jerusalem. On Tisha B'Av, we will add a prayer about how we ask Hashem to comfort Jerusalem. So Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is a fast day. It's a middle-road fast day, meaning you have the most stringent is Yom Kippur, right? That's biblical. Then the most stringent rabbinic fast is Tisha B'Av, as we discussed. And stringent also means that even if a person doesn't feel well, generally he fasts Tisha B'Av, unless he really has an ailment, he has a medical issue. Then we come to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia, which are slightly more lenient. Like we said, they don't have all the stringencies of Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to wash, you're allowed to be with your wife, you're allowed to wear shoes, right? So Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and the fast only starts in the morning. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia and Asara B'Tevet are slightly more lenient. And then you have Tanis Esther, which is even more lenient. It's not as sad a fast. Okay, so those are our fasts. And during a fast day, a person should do tshuva. We add prayer, as Ashkenazim. We have prayers that we add in the morning, in the Shacharit, Piyutim. And a person has to spend some time thinking about what brought about the destruction and how we have to improve our ways so that we don't bring about such a destruction. That our behavior is what defines whether there'll be better times or worse times. So that's the intrinsic message of a fast. That we have to think about our behavior, look at where our behavior brought us to such a destruction. On a fast day, a person should also think about the poor. When a person's hungry, he should think about the people who are hungry every day. And our sages say the great wages of a fast is when you give tzedakah, when you give food or charity, and you help the people who don't have food to break the fast, and that's a major component of the fast. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to spend the fast day fasting, not playing on the computer, not watching a movie, Torah, mitzvot. If you need to rest, you should rest. Don't go out working in the hot sun. Thinking tshuva and praying and being productive. Okay, now from the 17th of Tammuz, we have 3 weeks till the 9th of Av. So if this year the 17th of Tammuz falls out on Shabbos, and so we push it off to Sunday, the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, is also going to fall out on Shabbos, and also we push it off to Sunday. Now, the custom is that we don't make a blessing of Shechiyonu from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. We don't make the blessing of Shechiyonu on a new fruit or a new garment. If you have a new mitzvah, you have to circumcise your first son, or you redeem him, you do Pidyon HaBen, you make a Shechiyonu. If you have a fruit that's not going to last till after Tisha B'Av, so you make a Shechiyonu when you eat it. We try to at least push off the Shechiyonu for Shabbos. The idea here is that the blessing of Shechiyonu is, thank you Hashem for bringing me to this time. And we view this time as a time that's not so positive for the Jewish people. So that's why we don't like saying, thank you Hashem for bringing me to this time. Shechiyonu v'kiyumon v'gan l'zman hazeh. So from the night of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, from Friday night. So on Shabbos, we don't adhere to these laws of mourning. We don't take a shave or a haircut, Ashkenazim, all 3 weeks. We don't get married these 3 weeks, even though technically it's permissible. We don't get married because we don't consider it a good omen. It's not a positive time for the Jewish people. We don't listen to music. We take this time as a time of mourning. If a child is a minor or a person's ill, etc., then there's no problem. The three Shabbatot, starting from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we have three prophecies about destruction, all from the book of Jeremiah. Two from the book of Jeremiah and one from Isaiah. They're known as the Tlata, the three, like Shalosh, Tlata in Aramaic, Dipuranuta, the three prophecies of destruction. So those are the three Haftarot we will read from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. And then after Tisha B'Av, we have seven prophecies of comfort called the Shiva, like Sheva, seven, Dinechemta, the seven of comfort, all of them from the book of Yeshaya. That's in a nutshell for the 3 weeks. So when we approach Rosh Chodesh Av, we'll start discussing the laws of the 9 days, where we don't take showers just for fun. We only clean ourselves, but we don't take showers for pleasure. We don't change our clothes as often. Okay, I guess you guys need to know this, but we'll discuss it closer to Rosh Chodesh. But we don't do laundry, Ashkenazim. So we'll discuss the laws of the 9 days, Be'ezrat Hashem, in a week or two as we approach Rosh Chodesh Av. Because then it'll be more relevant to us. So this Sunday is the 18th of Tammuz, but being that the 17th falls out on Shabbos, so we move over the fast to the 18th. To Sunday. The fast will begin either 72 or 90 minutes before sunrise on Sunday morning.